Western storm creates travel trouble.
The snow just got heavier and heavier, huge flakes.
New details on the war crimes investigation of a Navy SEAL.
The men said they witnessed Gallagher stabbing a captured ISIS fighter.
Remembering the Broadway legend who wrote Hello, Dolly.
I somehow knew that that's what I wanted to do.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. A powerful snowstorm in one of the least likely locations in the country has created a traveler's nightmare. CBS's Jamie Yukis is just north of Los Angeles in Castaic, California.
Less than 30 miles northwest of Las Vegas, snow is blanketing Mount Charleston.
Normally it'll take us maybe 30 minutes. Took us about an hour just going slow, following people.
Travelers heading from Nevada to California sat in traffic for hours after snowy conditions forced the closure of the busy Interstate 15.
Turned around twice. I came over the pass to go to work, and because of the weather, we didn't work, so trying to get back home.
Meanwhile, heavy snow also fell in Flagstaff, Arizona, as the massive storm system heads east. The storm wreaked havoc in Southern California yesterday, with snow in the mountains closing two of the state's major interstates, diverting traffic and leaving travelers frustrated.
We've been stuck out here, actually, for about almost 5 hours.
At least one death is blamed on the winter weather, a hiker who died when a redwood tree fell on him at Muir Woods National Monument Park on Christmas Eve. That storm system is moving east. Here's KCBS-TV meteorologist Alex Biston.
This will continue to move out towards the east through the Great Plains, continuing to bring snow and rain. And then Sunday morning, the storm system moving into the Great Lakes region and then delivering more rain as we head towards the start of the week for the East Coast.
We're learning more about the war crimes investigation of a Navy SEAL who was demoted, then had his rank restored by the president last month. That new information comes from interviews with members of his SEAL team. Here's CBS's David Martin.
I think he just wants to kill anybody he can.
Stark testimony from members of SEAL Team 7 paint a chilling picture of violence by their platoon chief.
Did he say anything when he did this, or did he just literally pull out a knife and just start stabbing him?
He pulled out a knife and started stabbing him.
The evidence obtained by the New York Times was part of a war crimes investigation into Edward Gallagher, a decorated Navy SEAL who was accused of fatally stabbing a young ISIS prisoner.
Did you interpret him as a threat at any point when Gallagher stabbed him?
I did not, no.
Okay. Is there any doubt in your mind that these are war crimes?
No.
A plane crash in Kazakhstan has left at least 15 people dead and 66 injured. The BBC's Yaroslava Kirukina has more from Moscow.
All of a sudden, when taking off, it started losing height, hit a concrete fence, and crashed into a two-story building.
At least 12 of the injured are in critical condition. Hawaii's Coast Guard is searching for a tour helicopter with seven people aboard missing off the island of Kauai. KGMB-TV's Kaiaki Tucker.
The aircraft is equipped with an electronic locator, but the Coast Guard says no signals have been received. The Coast Guard is putting all kinds of resources into this search, even the U.S. Navy helping out.
Drones are really small aircraft, and like the big ones, the FAA says it now wants to be able to track them. More from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Officials haven't had a way to quickly identify the owner of a drone or track its location, even when it's registered. This would require all drones over a half a pound to emit a signal that would enable them to be tracked at all times while flying in the U.S. The FAA says there are nearly 1.5 million drones registered in the U.S.
Christmas is over, but this is still one of the biggest shopping periods of the year as people buy new things and return unwanted gifts. WCBS-TV's Karen Dillon is in Paramus, New Jersey.
Most days, shoppers leave a mall with their bags full. But on the day after Christmas, it's the opposite. So many going in with bags full of unwanted gifts.
They're cute, but not my size or not my style.
Mom Stacy Rennie exchanging even the items from Santa that weren't perfect.
He FaceTimed us, so I know he has email too.
And he was able to tell you where to go to get the exchanges.
Exactly.
In Colorado Springs, police say Carla Faith had a license to run a six-child daycare facility out of her home. After getting some complaints, they visited the home and they found 26 kids. Lieutenant Jim Sokolik.
It was a finished basement of three rooms that had been hidden behind a door and just had far too many children downstairs.
The arrest report says Faith lied to police and human services workers about the children. She faces charges of reckless child abuse and trying to influence a public servant. In Boston, investigators say the deaths of a woman and two children found outside a parking garage Christmas Day were likely murder, suicide. The man who wrote this has died.
Hello, darling. Hello.
Jerry Herman once said he had his eyes on Broadway after his parents took him to see Annie, Get Your Gun.
Even though I didn't say it to myself at that time because I was a kid, I somehow knew that that's what I wanted to do.
What he did was write some of Broadway's biggest hits, including Mame, La Cage aux Folles. But Hello, Dolly! was his biggest, with 10 Tonys, nearly 3,000 performances in its original run during the 60s. Jerry Herman was 88. Our year in review continues with a look at actors who took their final bows in 2019.
Actor Luke Perry caused a generation of females to swoon.
Name? McKay. Dylan.
He left us this year, as did the actor known for tough guy roles, Danny Aiello.
Capisce?
And Tim Conway, whose career was so long that
baby boomers remember him from McHale's Navy, and millennials know him from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Peter Fonda was born into Hollywood royalty and born to be wild and Easy Rider. Soap opera star Christoph St. John was young and restless for 27 years.
You made a fool out of me, son.
Sesame Street's Carol Spinney made Big Bird an icon. Oscar nominee Albert Finney was so low-key about accepting praise, he turned down a British knighthood.
Never believe what they say about you.
But if you believe what fans say, he and others were very, very talented. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The president has raised a stink about his cameo being cut from the movie Home Alone 2 for Canadian TV. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
The scene shows Mr. Trump walking through the Plaza Hotel in New York City, which he owned at the time. Twitter users watching the movie on CBC this holiday season pointed out that the scene did not appear. In a statement, the network said, as is often the case with features adapted for television, Home Alone 2 was edited to allow for commercial time within the format.
The president's tweet, we think, kiddingly blames Prime Minister Trudeau. The CBC says the edit was actually made in 2014, long before either man was elected to office. Wall Street Journal says the average price for concert tickets is up 55% over the past decade. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, December 27th. The broadcast produced this week by Matt Cherry and Mara Rubin. I'm Peter King, CBS News.